Warning, you are about to listen to a life-changing session of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind podcast. Any mind-blowing income, health, happiness, and otherwise earth-shattering testimonials of total transformation are not meant to serve as a guarantee of what will happen in your life as you continue to plug into this podcast. Rather, they're meant to give you an idea of what's possible. Bear in mind, results are not guaranteed, they are earned. Be forewarned, common side effects of listening to this podcast may include increased mental alertness, random and unexplained feelings of joy, a crystal clear sense of purpose in life, spontaneous outbursts of laughter, obscene amounts of new and exciting monetary deposits, and other ridiculously awesome symptoms of living a purpose-filled life. Please enjoy the show.
Hey, 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 good morning, Think and Grow Rich family. This is Paul Hitchings, standing in from beautiful Southeast Idaho. It is wonderful Wednesday, July 29th, 2015. Welcome to another day of your life. Welcome to another day of potential miracles happening all around us. Welcome to another day of looking forward into the future, realizing that better things are waiting for us as we continue to step forward and do great things. I hope you guys are having an awesome day so far. You know, I woke up this morning and I decided I was going to take a little dip in the hot tub. And I got to tell you guys, I don't know, you know, if for sure if there is a heaven or what it looks like. Cause, you know, obviously I haven't been there, but I got to imagine this morning as I was sitting there, it's got to be something like early morning, sun coming up, Russian olives, solitude, birds chirping, mist rising off the hot tub waters as you sit there by yourself, just hearing the sounds of nature, watching the sun come up over in the east. God, I'm telling you, such a great experience, my friend. So that's how my morning started off. I got a little taste of heaven. Hope you're having a great morning today as well, and I'm looking forward to even more great things as we come together and mastermind on this call. You know, if you're new to the call, we've been doing this now for over 5 years. It's a group of entrepreneurs. We call ourselves the Think and Grow Rich family. We come together every morning, Monday through Friday, to study the principles and the laws of success, to do the best we can to lift each other, to help each other sculpt and shape and mold the mindset that it takes to be successful in life and business. You know, I'll never forget Todd Nuclear Young. He told me, he said, Paul, you know, there's a formula for success. He said, would you like to know it? And I said, yes, Todd, please. I want to know the formula. Don't we all? Don't we all want to know how to be successful in life? And he said, here it is. He says, it's mindset plus skill set times performance equals results. Mindset plus skill set times performance equals results. And I'll tell you what, guys and gals, I've read quite a few books. A lot more to read, but I've read, you know, decent selection. And I love that formula because it seems like it really encapsulates the essence of success. You know, we got to have the mindset. We got to understand what a definite purpose is. We got to have desire. We've got to have persistence. You know, we got to take action and get knocked down and get up and keep moving forward. We got to have faith. All of these things fall into the mindset category of things. We've got to believe. We've got to know that great things are possible. Even maybe all things are possible to them that believe. This is mindset. We've got to have inspiration. You know, I've been reading this book by W. Clement Stone, and he has this phrase in there that he uses over and over again. He calls it inspiration to action. We've got to be inspired to take action. It has a little bit to do with desire. And then he also says there's another form of inspiration, and he calls it inspirational dissatisfaction. Because sometimes in life we get to a point where we're dissatisfied with the results we're getting, and that can be inspiration as well. So in any case, all this stuff falls into mindset. So you got the mindset, and we work on that. The majority of what we do on this call is we work on that mindset. But then we've got skills. We got to know how to do the things that we're going to go out and do. And then we've got to perform. We've got to take the action. And you know, there's a certain amount of knowledge that we can only get through action. I was reminded of this by W. Clement Stone. In his book, he calls it, activity knowledge. He says you need activity knowledge. And what he was saying last night as I was reading his words before I went to bed is he said there's just things that you can't get through a book. You've got to be taking action. You've got to be learning. You've got to be getting the knowledge down inside your unconscious responses and your muscles and, you know, the way you respond and the experiences that you have. So that's that performance part of the equation. So we work on our mindset. We work on our skills. We get specialized knowledge from the people who have gone before, who know how to do things that we want to know how to do. So we prep ourselves with that mindset and that skill set. And then we get on the bike and ride. And I always like to think of the success formula like a bicycle. The left pedal is mindset. The right pedal is skill set. And then we've got to perform. We've got to get on that bike. We've got to push down on the mindset pedal. And when we're pushing down on the mindset pedal, it's giving strength and power and lift to the other pedal, which is skill set. As we're pushing down on the skill set pedal, it's giving strength and power and lift to the mindset side of the bike. And we can't really skip any part of that formula, or we're sabotaging our own success. You know, a lot of times when I work with people one-on-one, I love to ask them, what's your favorite book? What are you reading right now? What are you reading? And sometimes I'll be really excited when I talk to someone, like I did about a week and a half ago, where they said, you know, I'm not reading anything. I've got all of these books on my shelf, all of these books that I've collected, and I haven't read any of them. And I get excited about that because I have an opportunity at that point to do the best I can to share my story and hopefully inspire that person to action. And I always tell them the story, my story of Think and Grow Rich, how I struggled in business for 5 years in home business. And finally, I was desperate, down on my knees, praying to God for help. And I got this inspiration that I should begin studying the book Think and Grow Rich. And so I began to study it. And what was I really doing? I was working on my mindset, finally, right? I decided to become very serious about mastering my mindset. And when I started to push down on that pedal, and it would lift the other pedal, and everything just became easier. And then within a relatively short amount of time, I was making the money that I wanted to make. At that time, it was $3,000 a month, and then it continued to increase. But my story started with beginning to be serious about picking up a book and not just reading it, but applying the information that it taught me so that I could have what W. Clement Stone calls activity knowledge, so that I could take that information, that book, and transform it from head knowledge to heart knowledge. And again, I think that's one of the things that we want to strive to do. I know I'm preaching to the choir here because you guys are all practitioners, which means you practice this stuff. But it never hurts to remind ourselves of things that we should do, right? It never hurts to have reminders. The reminder is, and as W. Clement Stone said this in his book, he said, you know, all the personal, and he's a big fan of personal development, big fan of reading books and getting ideas, but he said the value in a book is not what's in it, it's what it does in your life when you live what you've read in the book. And maybe that's why Darren Hardy said the goal is not to read 100 books, it's to read one great book 100 times so we can get that information out and apply it in our life. So, guys, hopefully that's what we're doing together on this call. I believe it is, and I'm excited to do and engage in that process with each of you today. Thank you so much for being here. If you're excited to be here on this Wednesday morning, if you're grateful to be alive, if you're excited about developing even more activity knowledge and inspiration to action, I want to hear you express that gratitude and excitement into the line as I unmute the phones right now. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you guys. Let's do our definite major purpose self-confidence formula. Who has that? Star 6 and come on out.
Veronica.
Hey, Veronica. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning. I'm so excited. I feel so happy today. I'm glad to be on this call with you guys.
We're glad you're here.
Okay. My major definite purpose. by the first day of, I will have in my possession, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In exchange for this, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quality and best possible quantity of service in the capacity of. I believe that I will have this in my possession. My faith is so strong that I now see this before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this, and I will follow that plan when it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards its attainment. I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action, and I gradually transform, transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, hereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity. Because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success, I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become a self-reliant and successful person.
Veronica, you are awesome. You did such a great job. Thank you for that. And, hey, guys, if you believe in Veronica as I do, let's let her know real quick. We believe in you. We believe in you. Right back. Right back. Thank you. Isn't that nice to know? Isn't it nice to know that we literally have an army of people cheering us on every single day? Whatever goals we have, whatever dreams we have, whatever we've set our hand to the plow to achieve, we've got an army of people in this community cheering us on, just yelling at us from the sidelines, saying, you can do it, go for it, go for it, go get it, go get what you want in life, go make that impact that you're destined to make, go lift those people, go inspire those people, go teach those people, and I love that. So, Veronica, you've got a big crew here in your corner. Thank you for leading us through that. It's a huge service you do for us every day in reminding us all the formula given to us by Dr. Napoleon Hill in the book, Think and Grow Rich, and, you know, we used to not go through that every single day on the call. For the first couple of years, you know, we would just go through the book, and we'd hit it when we went through it in the book, and then I'd do the best I could to remind everyone, you know, to be doing this on a daily basis. And after a while, I remember I was speaking at an event one time, actually, and there was quite a few people in the audience that are on this call, and I asked the question. I said, how many of you know what the definite major purpose self-confidence formula is? And a few hands went up. And then I said, how many of you have it memorized? And no hands went up. And I was like, wow. And how long have you guys been on the call? And there were, you know, people who had been on for a while. And I was like, we need to do a better job of reminding people what this is, because it's crucial. Of the entire book, Think and Grow Rich, this is one of the areas where he's very, very clear on exactly what we should be doing. And so that's why we go through that every day. So hopefully we're all using that in our lives, morning and night, planting that seed of our dreams inside our hearts and souls. So with that, guys, let's get into our study. We are in Chapter 4 of The Science of Getting Rich. If you are new to our call, you can grab this book on our website at growrichaudios.com in the free download section. And let's just jump right into this. Chapter 4, The First Principle in the Science of Getting Rich. Thought is the only power which can produce tangible riches from the formless substance. The stuff from which all things are made is a substance which thinks, and a thought of form in this substance produces the form. Original substance moves according to its thoughts. Every form and process you see in nature is the visible expression of a thought in original substance. As the formless stuff thinks of a form, it takes that form. As it thinks of a motion, it makes that motion. That is the way all things were created. We live in a thought world, which is part of a thought universe. The thought of a moving universe extended throughout formless substance, and the thinking stuff, moving according to that thought, took the form of systems of planets and maintains that form. Thinking substance takes the form of its thought and moves according to the thought. Holding the idea of a circling system of suns and worlds, it takes the form of these bodies and moves them as it thinks. Thinking the form of a slow-growing oak tree, it moves accordingly and produces the tree, though centuries may be required to do the work. In creating, the formless seems to move according to the lines of motion it has established. In other words, the thought of an oak tree does not cause the instant formation of a full-grown tree, but it does start in motion the forces which will produce the tree along established lines. Every thought of form held in thinking substance causes the creation of that form, but always, or at least generally, along the lines of growth and action already established. The thought of a house of certain construction, if it were impressed upon formless substance, might not cause the instant formation of the house, but it would cause the turning of creative energies already working in trade and commerce into such channels as to result in the speedy building of the house. And if there were no existing channels through which the creative energy could work, then the house would be formed directly from primal substance without waiting for the slow processes of the organic and inorganic world. No thought of form can be impressed upon original substance without causing the creation of the form. A person is a thinking center and can originate thought. All the forms that a person fashions with his hands must first exist in his thought. He cannot shape a thing until he has thought that thing. So far, humankind has confined its efforts wholly to the work of its hands, applying manual labor to the world of forms and seeking to change or modify those already existing. Humankind has never thought of trying to cause the creation of new forms by impressing thought upon formless substance. When a person has a thought form, he takes material from the forms of nature and makes an image of the form which is in his mind. People have so far made little or no effort to cooperate with formless intelligence to work, quote, with the Father, close quote. The individual has not dreamed that he can, quote, do what he seeth the Father doing, close quote. An individual reshapes and modifies existing forms by manual labor and has given no attention to the question of whether he may produce things from formless substance by communicating his thoughts to it. We propose to prove that he may do so, to prove that any man or woman may do so, and to show how. As our first step, we must lay down three fundamental propositions. First, we must assert that there is one original formless stuff or substance from which all things are made. And a Napoleon Hill word to kind of toss in here, infinite intelligence, first cause. He talks about intelligence permeating all the seeds that grow into trees and the water that flows downhill. There's some sort of an intelligence that permeates all. So just wanted to add those other little descriptions. I mean, it seems to me that Wallace Wattles and Napoleon Hill maybe are talking about the same thing here. All the seemingly many elements are but different presentations of one element. All the many forms found in organic and inorganic nature are but different shapes made from the same stuff. And this stuff is thinking stuff. A thought held in it produces the form of thought. Thought and thinking substance produces shapes. A human being is a thinking center capable of original thought. If a person can communicate his thought to original thinking substance, he can cause the creation or formation of the thing he thinks about. To summarize this, there is a thinking stuff from which all things are made, and which, in its original state, permeates, penetrates, and fills the interspaces of the universe. A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. A person can form things in his thought and, by impressing his thought upon formless substance, can cause the thing he thinks about to be created. It may be asked if I can prove these statements, and without going into details, I answer that I can do so, both by logic and experience. Reasoning back from the phenomena of form and thought, I come to one original thinking substance. And reasoning forward from this thinking substance, I come to a person's power to cause the formation of the thing he thinks about. And by experiment, I find the reasoning true. This is my strongest proof. If one person who reads this book gets rich by doing what it tells him to do, that is evidence in support of my claim. But if every person who does what it tells him to do gets rich, that is positive proof until someone goes through the process and fails. The theory is true until the process fails, and this process will not fail, for everyone who does exactly what this book tells him to do will get rich. I have said that people get rich by doing things in a certain way, and in order to do so, people must become able to think in a certain way. A person's way of doing things is the direct result of the way he thinks about things. To do things in the way you want to do them, you will have to acquire the ability to think the way you want to think. This is the first step toward getting rich. And to think what you want to think is to think truth, regardless of appearances. Every individual has the natural and inherent power to think what he wants to think, but it requires far more effort to do so than it does to think the thoughts which are suggested by appearances. To think according to appearances is easy. To think truth, regardless of appearances, is laborious and requires the expenditure of more power than any other work we are called to perform. There is no labor from which most people shrink as they do from that of sustained and consecutive thought. It is the hardest work in the world. This is especially true when truth is contrary to appearances. Every appearance in the visible world tends to produce a corresponding form in the mind which observes it. And this can only be prevented by holding the thought of truth. To look upon the appearances of poverty will produce corresponding forms in your own mind. Unless you hold to the truth that there is no poverty, there is only abundance. To think health when surrounded by the appearance of disease, or to think riches when in the midst of the appearance of poverty, requires power. But whoever acquires this power becomes a master mind. That person can conquer fate and have what he wants. This power can only be acquired by getting hold of the basic fact, which is behind all appearances. And that fact is that there is one thinking substance from which and by which all things are made. Then we must grasp the truth that every thought held in this substance becomes a form, and that man can so impress his thoughts upon it as to cause them to take form and become visible things. When we realize this, we lose all doubt and fear, for we know that we can create what we want to create. We can get what we want to have and can become what we want to be. As a first step toward getting rich, you must believe the three fundamental statements given previously in this chapter, and in order to emphasize them, I repeat them here. There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made, and which, in its original state, permeates, penetrates, and fills the interspaces of the universe. A thought in the substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. A person can form things in his thought, and by impressing his thought upon formless substance, can cause the thing he thinks about to be created. You must lay aside all other concepts of the universe, and you must dwell upon this until it is fixed in your mind and has become your habitual thought. Read these statements over and over again. Fix every word upon your memory and meditate upon them until you believe what they say. If a doubt comes to you, cast it aside. Do not listen to arguments against this idea. Do not go to churches or lectures where a contrary concept of things is taught or preached. Do not read magazines or books which teach a different idea. If you get mixed up in your understanding, belief, and faith, all your efforts will be in vain. Do not ask why these things are true, nor speculate as to how they can be true. Simply take them on trust. The science of getting rich begins with the absolute acceptance of this. So, my friends, fascinating information, isn't it? Interesting information. You know, at the very least, you can sure see how accepting these ideas as true could produce unshakable faith in a person. Couldn't you see how that can happen? You know, I'll share just a couple quick experiences of where I've created something in my mind specifically and then seen it manifest in my life. And I'm not a pro at this stuff yet, still working on it like all of us are, but I have had a couple neat experiences. Like, I remember when I first started practicing Think and Grow Rich, and, you know, Dr. Napoleon Hill tells us, definite major purpose, self-confidence formula. So I'm walking outside my driveway, outside my trailer house, and I'm visualizing every night. In fact, when I close my eyes now, I can still see the visualization. I could see two checks. I was actually talking to Mahara Tucker about this last week, and I was telling her this story. So I could see two checks in my mind, and my goal was to make $3,000 a month residual income. And the reason I was seeing two checks is because I had two income streams, one from the network marketing company that I was working and then another from a system that I was using. So I would close my eyes, and I would see these two checks, and one was for $1,500, and the other was for $1,500 to total, you know, $3,000. And I could close my eyes, and I could see the name of the companies in the top left of each of the checks. I could see the checks written to Paul Hutchings. I could see the amount, $1,500 each. I could see them signed, and every night, I'm visualizing these two checks, literally closing my eyes while I'm walking up and down my driveway outside my house. I'm visualizing these two checks. And I'll never forget the time. It was like 3 months after this, you know, consistent, persistent visualization where I realized that in the one company I had earned $1,500 and I was still waiting for the income report in the other company. And I remember the day sitting in this little teeny office in my single wide trailer house, had these brown paneled walls. The office was tiny, you know, sort of doubled as a storage and an office at the same time. Had this old laptop I was using that was about falling apart. And I remember getting on the company website and logging in the back office to see the commission report, you know, before the check showed up. And I'll never forget seeing the number, because the number, get this, the number that I saw was $1,498. And I was like, wow, it was only $2 off what I had been visualizing. And then I started to look at the breakdown of the commissions, and I realized that, no, I had actually earned $1,500. But there was a check processing fee for $2. So my check was $1,498. And I was like, I'll be danged. I cannot believe that I hit the exact number to the T minus a $2 check processing fee as this form that I had been visualizing in my mind for the last 90 days. Fascinating story, isn't it? That's one experience that I've had personally in my life that seems to corroborate what Wallace Waddles is sharing with us. And I want to share one other thought, and then we'll jump into the mastermind portion of the call. I remember reading this chapter a year or so ago, and I remember writing in my journal the following lines. Thought can create form, and form can create thought. So the things we think, we can create forms in our mind, images in our mind, and then we can allow those images of beautiful things, of freedom, of prosperity, of having the things that we want, of being able to serve and contribute in the ways that we want. We can allow those forms to pull us in life, and we can attract those into our lives, I believe. Or we can allow form that's already in existence in the outside world to create the thoughts that we have in our minds, which sort of has an effect of then putting us in a certain direction. And the thing that we have to be careful about that, as Wallace Waddles pointed out, is that some of the forms in the outside world are beautiful and great and, you know, will pull us in the direction we want, and others are the opposite, are of the opposite nature. And so when we look around in the outside world, like Wallace Waddles says, I love how he points out that to think truth regardless of appearances is the task before us, because appearances can be deceiving and appearances can create results that we don't want if we allow them into our minds. So I think that's a powerful thought. Guys, I'm excited to hear your thoughts. Let's jump into the mastermind portion of the call. Keep in mind, this is not a company-specific call, so please no mention of company names, system names, leader names, unless leaders are a part of our community. Brevity and relevance always appreciated in your comments. One moment, please. Star 6, who's first? Come on out.
Good morning, Paul. This is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm glad these chapters are short, so it leaves a lot of time for the mastermind. We've been having some really good oratory. I really loved how yesterday Joe Dalla and Larry Coates were able to volley a topic back and forth. That was beautiful. They're both very spirited orators and skilled and different styles. I just enjoyed that so much. And I loved what you said today. I've had a habit of turning my mailbox key and saying, one day I'll open this mailbox and there'll be this certain amount of money in there. And just last week, that happened when I added up the checks to deposit. It equaled a little bit more than the money I had imagined. So that was exciting for me. And then I really like in this book where it says, to think truth regardless of appearances is laborious and requires the expenditure of more power than any other work man is called upon to perform. And I've written a affirmation for myself to kind of not so much think of that as an appearance, that it's hard to do what we're doing, to make it easy, that it's not laborious, it's enjoyable, and infinite intelligence helps me, and the work to perform is easy, and the power is there for me to obtain. So I kind of try to counteract that sentence, because I think that has been the way we see it in the world, and we're bouncing that off and making it easier for, we're setting the pace, and the people before us are setting the pace to make that easier and easier for the people that follow us. And that's my share. Everybody have a blessed day, and may the sun shine bright on you.
You too, Nicole. Love your thoughts. Thank you for those. Star 6, who's next? Come on out. And actually, while we're waiting for the next person to come out, I wanna give you one of these for getting all that money in your mailbox. Star 6 is next, calling out, guys. Thoughts? What did you like from the chapter? Stories? Please share with us.
Paul Hutchins, Anthony William from beautiful Clearwater, Florida. How are you feeling this morning, brother?
I'm feeling great. How about yourself, sir?
I am also doing wonderful, Paul. And good morning, family. Good morning, Paul. And these thoughts are wonderful. I love getting on a call to where I can ponder, you know, things I may not fully understand and how all things come together. But in this chapter, Wallace Wallace, he definitely lays it out for us and how things are formed in our mind and then take place in our environment. So I love this. And, you know, like I said, I don't fully understand how it all works. I don't know if anybody really understands how it all works, but I know that there's a formula that we can use that's encoded into this book. And one of the things, you know, that I think about when I'm thinking about forming something in my mind, and a lot of the things that when people think about forming things in their mind, there's another part that takes place also, which is the action part of it, and taking action on your thought. Because just forming things in your mind and expecting it for just to appear in reality is not how we produce. So forming things in your mind and then taking action behind your own thoughts, different ideals. And as Dr. Hill puts in his formula, you know, that the things that we think about, you know, we have to bring about also. You know, we have to bring about with our hands. We have to bring about with our thoughts and different ideals and put those thoughts and those plans into different areas in our lives so that they can take shape. So, I mean, I love this. I love this chapter. I love contemplating these thoughts and really getting this stuff into my mind and seeing how it really works and how, you know, I can use it in every area of my life. So I just wanted to add that. I turn it back over to you, Paul. Everybody have a blessed day. Back to you, brother.
Awesome. I appreciate that as well, my friend. Thanks for jumping out, Anthony. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Hey, Paul. It's Amy in Vegas.
Hey, what's going on, Amy?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Think and Grow Rich family. This chapter, something, the first thing you read where he said, thought is the only power which can produce tangible riches from the formless substance. And meditation is something that I've been doing the past, I don't know, more recently in the past probably like 6 months. And everything that I read talks about meditation, whether it says that you're thinking or you're deep in thought or whatever, it all refers to meditation. And since I started practicing that, it's just been so powerful in my life. And I don't know. I just thought that was, I just was got excited when you read that part. And I just think it's cool because when we really do sit down and take the time to think of the person that we intend to become, that it can happen. You know, it's just taking the time. And I think a lot of times people, at least the people that I encounter and have talked to about meditation, it's like, they're like, oh yeah, I got to read up on that, or I got to research that a little bit. And in my mind, I'm like, no, you don't. You just have to sit down and do it. Because I think sometimes we have this idea of what meditation is, and we have to have our mind totally silent. We have to sit in you know, a quiet room, and nobody can come in and bother us. And through my journey of meditation, I feel like those things just kind of hold me back if I think that way. So I started doing like a guided meditation with Bob Proctor. And then eventually I just would set my timer for 10 minutes on my phone. And now I've worked up to where I'm doing it 15 minutes twice a day. And I really look forward to that time. And, you know, sometimes things are going crazy going through my mind and I, you know, I'm just can't focus or whatever, but I still sit out there and make the effort. And I just try to bring myself back to that quiet place if I get all crazy. But, I just feel like we can't put so much pressure on ourselves when it comes to meditation. And we really need to just sit and do it because it does make such a difference in my life or in our lives. And I say that because I see it happening in mine. So I just see the power behind it and just the reason why we all need to be doing it so we can manifest what we want to have in our lives. And I think that's just really exciting to know that we can do that. We can manifest these things into our lives. So that's just exciting, you know, but anyway, that's my share for today.
It is exciting, and Amy, you're an inspiration. I appreciate you so much and you sharing your experiences with us. As you were talking, I remembered a quote from Charles Hanel that relates to what you said and then also relates to what Wallace Wattles is teaching us in this chapter. He said, "The things of the world are fluid to a power within man by which he rules them." The things of the world are fluid to a power within man by which he rules them. So maybe the things outside, the forms, you know, things that we're creating in reality are fluid, but again, the power to rule them and control them and sculpt and shape and mold, all that stuff is connected to a power inside of us. And I think that what you touched on, Amy, really is a big clue. At least it seems to be. Every book, every audio, every great, you know, author, speaker, leader, they all, you know, kind of allude to that. So appreciate that. Thank you, Amy. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Hold on. Can I say something real quick?
Absolutely.
Just I want to touch upon, this is Anthony again, but I want to touch upon something that Amy said. And the thing about it is the point of meditation that I found in my own meditation also is the point of attraction. It's like the law of attraction. Like, and even NLP talked about this, like whatever we have in our minds, like we attract to ourselves because we get it down within inside of ourselves. And then some type of deep level within ourselves or our brain, we start to attract those things to us. So meditation is like one of the things that draws those things to us and encodes, you know, who we are and what we are. Because of the fact that everything is quiet, everything, we don't have many distractions or whatever the case may be, that we're actually inside and we're bringing those things to us through meditation. But that's powerful what you shared. I just wanted to share that because I have a few experiences with that also. But I turn it back over to you.
Cool. Thank you. Great thought, Anthony. Appreciate that.
Hey, Paul, Lisa Scott.
Hey, good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. I want to piggyback off of what Anthony and Amy talked about as far as meditation, because I'm reading a line here where this is jumping out at me like, oh my goodness, are we really getting this? Because Wallace Wattles said that a person's way of doing things is the direct result of the way he thinks about things. To do things in the way you want to do them, you will have to acquire the ability to think the way you want to think, not the way everybody else is telling you to think, not the way the world is thinking, the way you want to think. And when I say that, I say, oh my goodness, I'm thinking about what Nicole said in terms of this can be difficult. And it can be difficult if we're not spending that time with ourselves, if we're not taking the time, like Amy said, to quiet the mind and spend time with ourselves. How do we know what we want to think versus what everybody else thinks and what everybody else is telling us versus what the material world's proof is showing us? It still doesn't mean it's our truth. Our truth has to do with what we want to think, and that is accurate thinking. That is perfection. That's part of what we talked about yesterday. The only thing that's perfect for me is my accurate thinking about what it is I want to think versus what everybody else thinks. And I can't possibly know that if I am not quieting my mind and quieting all of the external signals that are coming in all the time, and I'll refer back to a statistic that I think I shared on the call some time ago, where Dr. Joseph Dispenza, he is a neuroscientist who healed himself from a spinal injury with no surgery. He decided he didn't want surgery. The doctors were telling him he needed to have surgery. They thought he was crazy for not wanting to have this surgery, but he said, I don't want to suffer the outcome that I'm perceiving could possibly be the case if I have this spinal surgery. So he decided, I'm not going to have the surgery. I am going to go into my mind and I am going to visualize the healing of my spine. And he created it. He caused it because this is the way he wanted to think, not what the doctors told him, not what anybody else said. And so he was able to do that. And one of the things he talks about is how we are, as human beings, processing 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day. And every single day, 90% of our thoughts the very next day are the same exact thoughts that we thought the day before. So if we don't even have the opportunity to pay attention to what are these thoughts that we're thinking and to weed out the difference between what I think and what everybody else thinks, we have to give ourselves that time through meditation like Amy is talking about. That's my share. Back to you, Paul.
Powerful share, Lisa Scott. So appreciate you. Thank you for that.
Hey, Paul.
Veronica. Hey, Veronica.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this conversation, and this is bringing me to a couple of things. One, the power of vision boards, because sometimes, you know, you need to see it. And I remember when I first thought about playing the bass guitar, and I didn't actually play it, I had spent like a decade playing the violin, but never, you know, an instrument that I thought was like a real band instrument. And I drew a picture of myself on a bass flying in the air. And I could say within a year, I was on tour. So, I mean, like my first tour ever in any instrument. So I can see that, you know, visualizing along with just a constant thought. I actually went out and bought a bass, actually, and I didn't know how to play it. So you have to take action. All the things that I'm reading with you, with this group, I have hardcore evidence in my life. And for some reason, I don't know, I guess I got distracted in the world without sitting still and thinking about it on a daily basis. Kind of got sideswiped or sidetracked. So I'm really happy about this and the reading that we had today that really pinpointed changing from what you're always thinking to what you want to think, or this random stuff. Our kids, everybody are looking at commercials and posters and magazines and things on YouTube and Facebook and stuff all day long. They're having all these images. But it's really important, like Lisa Scott was saying, to sit still every day and take time. And I didn't remember everybody's name, but there was a woman before who said, you know, pick a modality of meditation that works for you. You might learn one, but then you might move from that particular one to something else that kind of you can sit with. I used to fall asleep with meditation, so I had to find one that I could actually stay awake. So I just wanted to say I'm appreciating the power of all of this as a reminder, as a support system, and as an ongoing method in my life.
So powerful. That is so powerful. Guys, I had a couple of great ideas while I was listening to Veronica and Lisa and everyone else jump out here. You know, I remember listening to a millionaire, one of the best marketers, internet marketers that I'm aware of, and he said when he sends an email, he believes that the thoughts that are in his mind when he sends the email, he believes, or the emotion that he's feeling, he believes are somehow, through some weird sort of way, transferred to the people on the other end of the receipt, you know, the receiving of that email. So he said, and like in relation to what we're talking about, what if we took just a little teeny bit of time before we do something and visualize a positive end result? For instance, this is the idea that I had that I'm really excited about. I told you guys that, like, my 9-year-old son, we got him a guitar a few weeks ago, and we've been practicing. Sometimes, you know, when, in fact, he says, man, when it was new, it was really exciting. But, like, you know, now his fingers are hurting a little bit, and, you know, he's like, man, this A chord, it's really hard, Dad, and, you know, kind of struggling a little bit. And as we were going through this call today, I thought, I haven't been doing any visualization with my son. And as Veronica was talking, I thought, what if before we practiced, we took just a couple of minutes and I said, close your eyes. I want you to imagine yourself in front of your class at school at a talent show, and you're playing the guitar, and you're playing this great song, and you get done, and everyone, like, stands up, and they're cheering for you. How powerful would it be to help my 9-year-old son visualize the end result, and what would that do to the way and manner in which he actually performs in his practices? And if you can see that that would be powerful, how powerful will it be for us to do a similar thing in our businesses? So I want to throw those thoughts out there. Hold on 1 second. We'll jump back into the mastermind here. Star 6, who's next? Come on now.
Call Larry Coates.
Hey, Larry.
Good morning. Good morning, family. excuse me. I really hit something that was kind of big for me this morning in this statement. He said, there is no labor from which most people shrink as they do from that of sustained and consecutive thought. It's the hardest work in the world. And I think that really hit a certain amount of truth with me about perhaps why I put off things that I put off, is that it is hard work. And it takes concentrated effort, and I have a hard time as an ADD person finding the concentration to do that. So that's something that I think is a real plus for me to understand that, and now to help me to focus and micro-focus on that a little bit more as I apply myself. So I think that may have been a big breakthrough. And then there was something that you said in the beginning of your opening remarks this morning, and you referenced the formula from Todd Nuclear Young, and yet I think that was an error, if I remember hearing this right. You actually said that you gave the formula of work times the vision or whatever, and times the production that you do equals success. But I thought that was something that came out of you and Mike that you did in the mastermind, and I thought Todd Nuclear Young's famous quote is, there are three things. One, get excited. Two, get excited. And three, get excited. Did I have that wrong?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that formula did come from Todd Nuclear Young. Mike and I did mastermind a different variation of it, but I'm pretty sure that did come from Todd.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Thanks, Larry. Great thought, sir.
Joe Dalla.
Hey, Joe, just one second. Hey, Larry,
yes, sir.
I might also be a little careful about defining yourself as an ADD person. Maybe redefine that as I'm a person with a fast mind, or like some other way, so that you don't chunk yourself into a category that might not, you know, get the results that you want. Just a thought there. Joe, go ahead. Thanks for being patient, sir.
Good morning, everybody. I love you all, you know, so very, very, and, you know, very, 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 and very, 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 very much more. I had to share today, because even today, what I've done today, calls are coming in. Guess what? I'm not answering them, because this is what I worked for freedom, to do what I want to do, and I have the opportunity to dismiss, well, it's not neglecting my business, because they're still coming in and I can always get back with them. But this is what's more important to me, this mastermind. So now I have the freedom. This is what I want to do. So I'm not going to answer those calls no more from 9 o'clock my time, Eastern Standard Time, the 10 a.m., I'm not answering those calls. I'm off. I have the freedom, the luxury to do that. But I had to share this because today I said I'm just going to listen. But I had to share this because yesterday with our mastermind, we talked about perfection, and Lisa Scott talked about perfection. Everybody is so great. It's so wonderful. But I had to share this experience when we talked about perfection yesterday. It was six calls. Now, it may not seem like a lot. There's a lot of many calls that I take every day. But after we got off the mastermind yesterday, the first call that I answered after we talked, and every note that the person said, okay, perfect. The person said, perfect. And I said, wow, that was cool. I said, perfect. We were just talking about perfection and we can reach perfection. And the sister said, after we finished the conversation, she said, that's perfect and great. And then we hung up. The next call, after we finished, and it was totally different businesses, totally different things. The person said, perfect. And they asked me the next call, certain persons asked me about certain questions. Well, how does this work and how does that work? I just wanted to see if this would fit into my lifestyle and such and such. And I explained it to them. They said, wow, that sounds perfect. And it just kept it six times. And it may not seem like a lot, but this call, I believe that this call, by us discussing it with the power that we have in this mastermind, perfection was definitely on my mind. But while I was on the call, I wasn't thinking about, okay, let me do this perfectly. I wasn't consciously trying to be perfect. But since we had that call, and they just kept saying, perfect. And after the end of the call, they said, okay, Joe, that was perfect. Okay, Joe, this sounds perfect. And I just wanted to share that it is manifesting. And we are great. I'm talking about for real. We are great, and we really are. And I really appreciate this call so very much. And to the point where this is what I want to do. I want to be a part of this mastermind. And now I've committed myself to, hey, I have the freedom. Why did I work for the freedom? To do what I want to do. Now, I don't have to answer those calls. So during our mastermind from now on, I'm not answering any calls. I'm on the mastermind, and I love you guys so very much. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for all of you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Joe, we're grateful for you, man. That's awesome. I think Mahara Tucker would call that winks from the universe, like winking at you, you know, little signs letting you know that, you know, it's aware, God's aware. I think that's so cool. Simpson Star 6 coming out, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Think and Grow Rich family. I'm like that brother there. I don't answer calls. I actually schedule out 9 to 10 and tell you if you call me from 9 to 10, unless you're my mother or one of my children, you're going to be mad at yourself. There's no way I'm going to let you interrupt this time. You know, but as we're talking about, you know, visualization and everything else, today is a winning Wednesday. You know, and the quote for today is, you cannot see your wins or feel your wins when you're looking at your losses. You know, so spend more time just visualizing your wins in advance. When you actually find any star athlete, if you find any major champion, one of the things they do first is they visualize winning. You know, they close their eyes and they see their wins. They see those championships before they actually win it. So if we spent more time focusing on how we're going to win, why we're going to win, then winning is the only option. Yes, you may have challenges along the way, and you may not win the very first time. But if you keep focusing on winning, winning will happen, and winning will happen big. So I tell everyone, spend a little bit more time just feeling your win in advance, you know, dancing it. You know, I stand in the mirror every few days, and I look, you know, in the mirror and see myself in my pose for the time I'm going to be on the cover of Black Enterprise, you know, and my time on the cover of Forbes magazine. And new things have been happening in my life that I haven't even expected that's bringing me closer and closer to that dream. So I visualize my win, and I enjoy my win, and we scream, I love my life. And that does so much more for you because it actually makes you feel it. So, you know, if you haven't joined us in screaming, I love my life, do it. You know, anytime you're feeling down, feeling a little off, Scream, I love my life, and watch how fast you bounce back. I love you guys. Have a great winning Wednesday.
We love you, Mr. Pat Simpson. Amazing thoughts. Appreciate you so much. All right, guys. Well, hey, let's do this. Let's see what we want. Let's believe that what we want wants us to, and let's take action with faith that it is happening. Get out there, make it a great day. I love you guys. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning on the Think and Grow Rich call. Bye for now.
Hey there, my friend. This is Paul Hutchings, and I want to thank you sincerely for listening to this week's edition of the Think and Grow Rich Call podcast. For more information on our community, to learn how you can listen to these calls daily and get the full panorama of all of the content and daily motivation and inspiration that we engage in, and to learn how you can connect with other like-minded entrepreneurs like yourself, feel free to visit our website, our home on the web at www.growrichaudios.com. Again, that's growrichaudios.com. And if you'd like to connect with me, feel free to visit my website, pipelinemoney.com. Again, that's www.pipelinemoney.com. Again, thanks for listening, and whatever you do, never give up on your dreams. Take care, and bye for now.
Woo! Another great call, Mr. Hutchings. Take care, buddy.
Hey, have a great day, everybody.
That's me, Mr. Nuclear.
Good to hear you, man. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you, too, buddy. Have a great day, man. Another great call.
This is the best call ever.
The best call ever. I agree.
Best call ever.
Best call ever. Thank you, Paul, for a great start to a day.
Thank you. Appreciate you so much.
Bye, everybody. For now.